how to handle a traffic stop in Minnesota. Well, if the police officer asks you, do you have a permit to carry? You have to answer yes and show them your permit to carry and a state-issued photo ID. If she asks you or he asks you, do you have a firearm in the car? You have to answer, yes, I do, but I'm a permit holder. And how would you like to proceed? Now, that's on demand when the officer asks you those questions. But there's two schools of thought on this. The law says you only have to inform the officer on demand when they ask for your permit. However, you could always inform them, this is your call if you want to do this, on initial and significant contact, or if you think your firearm is going to be discovered, it might be a good idea to tell them you're a permit holder before they start yelling gun, 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 and drawing their guns and pointing them at you. So I happen to believe that it shows the police officer a little bit of courtesy, even though I don't have to do it. This is what I do. If it's nighttime, I would turn the light on. Keep my hands on the wheel. Do not move your hands, period. The officer approaches the car, says, I need to see your driver's license and your proof of insurance, as they always do. And you can, at that point, say, officer, before we continue, let me tell you, I'm a permit holder. How do you want to proceed? And leave it up to them to tell you how they would like to proceed. Now, I've done this. I've only been stopped twice since I've lived up here in almost 30 years. But both times that I was stopped, I handled it this way. And I told the officer, you know, how do you want to proceed? And I kept my hands on the wheel. Don't move your hands like Philando Castile did. You might have an edgy cop like he had. And it only took him 5 seconds from moving his hands to his pants to pull his wallet out of his pants pocket to get shot and killed. So don't move your hands until the officer tells you to move them. They're going to ask you where your gun is, where's your wallet, where's your ID, and this kind of thing. So let the officer dictate the stop. And then when they tell you to move, say, officer, I'm going to move now to get my wallet, just like you ask. Take one hand and slowly move to get your wallet, and everything should be cool. Now, there's some instructors that have told their students, always have your permit, your license, and proof of insurance ready to go. Well, that's all fine and good, but you know what? If I'm a cop and I'm walking up behind your car and I see you fumbling around in the front seat with stuff, I'm going to get nervous. Or if I see you drop maybe your ID, I don't know that you dropped your ID, but I do see you bending over to or bending down to pick something up. I don't know what it is, if it's a weapon or what's going on. So I'm going to be very nervous as I approach your car. You don't want to do that. Just keep your hands on the wheel, sit nice and still, let the officer dictate the stop to you, and everything should be fine. Now, in both my cases, the officer said, I appreciate the fact that you told me you were a permit holder. It means to me, and I've had both of them said this, that you've been through a background check, that you're a good guy, and I appreciate that. So thank you very much for the courtesy. And I didn't get cited in either case. I don't think I did anything wrong in either case. One said I rolled through a stop sign. I know I didn't roll through the stop sign. I usually stop and count to about 2,000 or 3,000, then I go. And then as far as the other one, said that he pulled me over because I passed him. And I said, well, you know, he's in the left lane, nobody in front of him, I'm behind him. He should have moved over, I told him. And I said, you know, it's the law, get out of the way. And I said, you were violating the law by not moving over. But we had a good laugh about that. And at any rate, I didn't get cited in either case. So do it nice and polite. And they have a tough job to do, but you want to make it a little bit easier for them, show them the courtesy. Otherwise, you don't have to. Law says you don't have to. But I like to do it that way.